Welcome to the Friday, May the 30th episode of Briefings with Butts, our 36th episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Well, first, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Layuwork Ayalu. I apologize if I mispronounce that, at Achieve Virtual Academy. Congratulations. Even though you're working from home, you get to wear jeans today. Congratulations. Well, let's get to the good stuff. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. On Memorial Day this past Monday, I had the honor of running alongside our incredible JROT students in the Giant 5K Memorial Day Moto Run Walk. It was a great experience for me to not only honor our veterans, but also to participate in the first annual Giant 5K Memorial Day Moto Run with our JROT students. What a way to honor the veterans while spending time with these amazing young people. On Tuesday evening, really special night as we hosted our annual retirement celebration dinner. Congratulations to all of our retirees who have given over 945 years of service to our students and our community during their time here in Wayne Township. A huge thank you to Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center, our Child Nutrition Department, and our Human Resources Department for putting on an amazing retirement celebration. And then Wednesday was a big day as we officially dedicated our new transportation center. It was a crowd much larger than we expected. We were able to talk about energy management that actually nets zeros four buildings, the transportation center, Westlake Elementary, Wayne Township Fire Department headquarters, and was where our new central enrollment office is, and the Grand Hall at Westlake Gardens. Plus, we now have a centralized, state-of-the-art facility with drainage improvements that help our neighboring community, improving safety and separating passenger vehicles from buses, our quality lighting, clear pathways for our buses, just an amazing space. We look forward to having all of our staff out once we get our back to the school year and get that transportation center open and fully functional. Also during that celebration, we were excited to dedicate a bench in honor of Joyce West, who was transportation director here in the MSD of Wayne Township for over 28 years, worked in the district for over 32. Just an amazing person and a beautiful way to honor her and all the contributions she made to our transportation department while here in the MSD of Wayne Township. And for the first time ever, congratulations to Tammy Brooks. She's our Transportation Employee of the Year. She represents the dedication and excellence we see throughout our day, each and every day in the transportation team. Well, today I have the privilege of speaking with another amazing individual, a student who is our valedictorian at Ben Davis University High School, Inolua Adedeji. Welcome, and you go by David. We've had this conversation. Did I do okay? Was I close?
Yeah, that was nice.
Close. All right. Sign of respect for sure for you and for your culture, your heritage. But you go by David.
Yeah.
Much easier for students and for teachers to call you by David. David, you are the class of 2025 valedictorian at Ben Davis University High School. How exciting is that?
It's really exciting. I never dreamed of being the valedictorian, so this is a nice.
When did you know? When did you know that there was a possibility?
At the end of ninth grade year.
Okay.
I was in the top 10.
So top 10, is that when you kind of got the spark to say, maybe I could do this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what did you have to do to be the top student in all of the University High School? By the way, before you tell me that, Ben Davis University High School, you've already gone through the ceremony of Vincennes University to get your associate's degree. You are already a college graduate, and we haven't even had our high school graduation yet.
Yeah.
How was that graduation?
It was nice. It was a nice campus. And,
yeah?
Yeah.
What was your major? What was your area of study?
Concentration in science.
In science. And what do you plan to do when you graduate?
The next step is at Johns Hopkins University.
Oh, Johns Hopkins.
A neuroscience.
Oh, my goodness. And so you're going to study neuroscience. What will that lead to?
My plan to become a neurosurgeon. So,
wow.
Yeah, med school after that.
Good for you. How exciting. Are you nervous about being away from home?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking before we started our podcast today. You came to Wayne Township in seventh grade. What seventh and eighth grade center did you go to?
Chapel Hill.
Okay, so you went to Chapel Hill. 7th and 8th grade center. You went to the 9th grade center. When did you decide that you wanted to go to Ben Davis University High School instead of Ben Davis High School?
I decided 8th grade year because of the associate's degree that we mentioned that you get with your high school.
Yeah, so that associate's degree, no cost to you, paid for by the school district in Vincennes, was something that was very attractive.
Yeah.
And to your parents as well, probably, yeah. Right? You mentioned, so before 7th grade, where were you?
I was in Nigeria.
In Nigeria. And what does schooling look like in Nigeria differently than what it looks like here in the States?
It's very different because, like, the students, like, it's a different type of community. Like, you feel close to the student, but at the same time, you basically have more free way to do what you have because during the school, they have built-in free periods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you go, like, I would say, like there's no teachers involved during that period during school.
Okay, so unstructured, like, time, you get to kind of do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So was it hard when you came to the United States and all of a sudden you go to Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center, you have four very distinct periods, almost 90 minutes, 85 minutes or so, bells are ringing, you have to go from one place to another, you sit in a classroom. Was that a kind of a different environment?
Yeah, it was a very different environment. Mm-hmm. I remember my first day, I got lost about like three times.
So, it's a big building.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did it take you to make friends?
So I started to make friends after like 2 months.
Okay.
And then COVID happened.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
That's right. You went through the COVID era.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you finished junior high, 7th and 8th grade center during COVID.
Yeah.
Were you hybrid when we finished?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. And then 9th grade, were we back full time when you started 9th grade?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you feel kind of behind or was it weird coming back full time?
Yeah, it was kind of weird because hybrid, I just started to get close mm-hmm. to my classmates over there.
Yeah.
And then we had different teams in 9th grade. So
yeah.
I felt like I had to start over again.
Wow. So, yeah. Tell us about your family.
Okay. So we're all from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And my sister is actually, she's the top of her class right now.
Wow.
Junior year too. So.
Is she at BDU as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So I might be interviewing her next year.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay.
And then my sister, she goes to Avon right now.
Uh-huh.
She's 8 years old.
Okay. Yeah. 8 years. So that's second grader, probably.
Third grader.
Yeah, third grader. Absolutely wonderful. Wow. So you and your sister are both here at BDU. Maybe your younger sister eventually might be a BDU student. What have you enjoyed most about the University High School? It's a smaller environment. It has different opportunities for students. No sports, which, you know, sometimes is a little bit of a drawback, but what have you enjoyed most about Ben Davis University High School?
I would say the community we build over here because, like you said, it's a small environment, so you get to know the teachers better, the students better. Like, for example, we just had our senior pranks right before you walked in.
What a coincidence. Mrs. Miller, the principal at Ben Davis University High School, swears that you guys waited until I was walking into the building before you pulled your senior prank for the class of 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it planned to be 2 o'clock when I got here?
No, it was okay. Supposed to be at lunch, but then we couldn't decide, so we just decided to push it to fourth period.
So, listening audience is on the edge of their seats. What was your senior prank? It was pretty harmless, by the way. But what was your senior prank?
So, we all walked out of class at 1:50, I believe, and we went to the commons. It's like a area where you can eat lunch and just mm-hmm. relax, and we all just had it. Dance party, basically.
Outside of the U Cafe, another interesting aspect that Ben Davis University High School has here. I'm not familiar with that song. I'm assuming that was a clean song, something that I could play with my parents?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll listen to it before I put it out on my X post.
Yeah, probably should listen to it first.
Tell us about graduation coming up. You've already been through the Vincennes University graduation, and you have the upcoming Ben Davis University High School graduation on June the 7th. We're not waiting until January. June the 7th, and you're going to have a speech. Talk to us about what you're preparing for that.
Okay, so it's been a tough couple of weeks preparing for that speech mm-hmm. because most of it I was worried about, like, saying the right thing that everybody can relate to.
Sure.
But I finally decided to speak about the sacrifices it takes to achieve something great. For example, my parents coming to America and, like, living their jobs and family, that was a huge sacrifice. Without that, I wouldn't be here. So I just wanted to talk about the sacrifices and how everyone succeeds at different times. So it's important not to compare yourself to other people.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, certainly you emulate that message in your experiences with coming from another country, halfway through what we consider to be traditional K-12 education here in Indiana, and 6 years later, you're sitting here at the top of your class at Ben Davis University High School, a school that's had 100% graduation for 12 years, a school that has over 95% of students who earn their associate degree while they're in their high school diploma, the most successful early college high school in the country, and you are the top of the class in 2025. How incredible is that?
Yeah, I feel honored.
Well, not only honored, but you have earned it. Congratulations to you. I cannot wait to shake your hand here in about another week and to hear your amazing speech. I know it'll be done by then.
Yeah, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been my pleasure to have our guest, the 2025 valedictorian at Ben Davis University High School, Ianalua Adedeji, also known by his friends as David. David, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me on here.
Well, coming up next Monday, June the 2nd, is the MG Raby Awards, followed by our regular school board meeting. And it's our countdown to our last student day on Wednesday, June the 4th, and our last staff day on Thursday, June the 5th. Also on Saturday, we're looking forward to hosting all four graduation ceremonies, so please say a quick little prayer for amazing weather for our first outdoor graduation of Ben Davis High School at 6 p.m. on the football field, our first time since 2014. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision? To develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening.